Phase 3 of Operation Rio Grande gets underway today. This phase focuses on jobs for the homeless. But committee member Maurice Egan says offering employment and a roof over someone's head is not enough, and he should know.
As an addict living in San Francisco, I was offered housing. The problem was that I was still a practicing addict. I turned that apartment into a drug den. Constant drug activity in and out of that apartment 24/7. And I was eventually evicted, homeless again. I was also offered employment, a great job, as a practicing addict. After a couple paychecks, I began to show up late, no show, and was eventually fired. My experience has been that with social services, with the best and the greatest of intentions, when we refer this population to housing and employment without addressing some of the core issues of those individuals, we run the risk of creating a revolving door model. When I finally was in a position and when I was finally ready to make a real change in my life, engaging in work and establishing a solid work ethic made a huge difference for me. Once I got into the workflow, showing up on time, being accountable, and becoming self-supportive, I began to believe in myself again. Housing, employment, and a team of coaches and counselors were available to me until I was strong enough to make it on my own.
Egan says each case needs to be handled separately because one size does not fit all. When it comes to people living on the streets, he says some people could work right now while others may need help with drug addictions or mental health before they take on a job.